107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got a creative arts initiative for young people in Stratford that you're going to want to get all the details on. And in fact, joining us in studio, it is an absolute pleasure to welcome Michelle Giroux with Flight Studio. And Michelle, it is wonderful to see you. Wonderful to meet you. We've seen you on stage with so many Stratford Festival shows, star of stage and screen. Wonderful to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me in.
Now, Michelle, let's talk about Flight Studio in Stratford. This is something fairly new. What's Flight Studio all about?
It was born out of COVID. My husband and I moved to Stratford 12 years ago to start a family, and we were at home, as many were, with our child all the time, and witnessed her generating volumes and volumes of visual artwork, putting on little plays, composing songs, things like that.
As we've navigated through that pandemic, my goodness.
Exactly. Yeah. And we wanted to support her in her interests and her curiosities. And Stratford, as you know, was an amazing, vibrant community. And as adult artists living in this town, my husband and I are constantly expressing our gratitude at living in such a rich cultural place. And we had kind of transferred that feeling onto our child. But as we went to kind of seek out opportunities for her in the areas of creative arts, surprisingly, our amazing town is kind of underserved.
Sure.
If you look at something like sports culture, we have amazing sports opportunities, facilities, coaches, resources in our town. And yes, I became aware of the fact that there was a need for more infrastructure, great arts instructors for young people and things like that. And so this idea began to ruminate.
Yeah.
And up until that moment, I had been very singular in my pursuit of life as an actor and rather introspective. And I was looking for a community project that involved, you know, partnerships and collaboration. And so this idea of a creative arts initiative for kids was born.
I think it's a great idea, Michelle. This is wonderful to hear.
Thank you. And so I began the dreaming. And for me, the integrity of the idea really rested with the level of instruction. And so I sought out to find within our community. I knew these people were there, but I had to find them. Great instructors in each discipline.
Okay.
And I thought I'd begin with visual art, voice, music, drama. And my high school drama teacher, Jane Charney, who taught me in Toronto for many years, who's an integral part of my being an actor, she lives here in Stratford. And so she was one of the first people I approached. And as I expressed my thoughts and concerns and my desires for this initiative, what I grew to learn is that people were in agreement and were ready to jump on board.
Sure,
Jane was one of the first. Kellen Hatanaka is an amazing contemporary visual artist. If you don't know him, his work is on display on the side of the Bull Bar.
Okay,
There's
yes.
an amazing mural that he was commissioned by the city to do there.
Right.
He's an amazing visual and graphic artist with a real cool contemporary vibe.
Mm-hmm.
He's very interested in the intersection of art and sports culture.
Yeah.
Through Martha Jocelyn, the amazing children's author, I was introduced to Dr. Brooke Dufton, who's an amazing vocalist. You know her?
Yes, we've chatted with Brooke many times, and she's been with Festival Sounds Chorus and has sung with Stratford Concert Choir, sort of thing. Yes, yes.
Okay, amazing. Yeah. And so Martha introduced me to Brooke, and I sat down for coffee with her, and that's how it began. I approached these amazing artists about the idea. We had coffee, and everyone said yes to a year of their time and scheduling and their artistry, and they committed to Flight. And that's when it started to kind of snowball.
That's amazing.
The trick was finding the right home. And so I searched for a long time. My husband and I would drive around town looking for places for lease. And I had heard at a Christmas party that a space at the Falstaff Center had opened up. And so I phoned them on a whim. And that building, as you know, is incredible. It, of course, formerly was a school. It's stewarded by the amazing Lorena McKinnitt. And within moments of stepping into that main floor room, Studio 1D, I knew that it would be the right home for this idea.
It's and an absolutely perfect spot.
I have to say thank you to them, Lorena and Errol Fisher and Mark McCauley and the whole team there. They've been so supportive and instrumental in helping get flight off the ground.
As it were. Well, it's and thank you for spearheading something like this. This is such a great idea. Flight Studio in Stratford. And looking at the website, you can register for the programming, but you've got so much happening this coming fall.
That's right.
Like so a lot happening.
We're into our second year. And each, for families that don't know about flight, each day is dedicated to a different artistic stream.
Right. So,
on Mondays, we have visual art with Kellen Hatanaka. On Tuesdays, we have choir with Brooke Dufton. Our choir has been invited to perform at a Stratford Christmas at the on the festival stage
right.
this year.
And performed a while back with a Festival Sounds Chorus with
That's
their
right.
Sort of presentation. Yeah.
Yes, and also with Susan Aglukkaq last Christmas.
Oh,
They performed at Huron Waves at her Christmas concert. Wednesdays, ukulele and guitar. Thursdays, drama. And Saturdays are dedicated to our little citizens in
right.
town, children ages 4 to 6. We have an introductory music program and drama program for little ones on Saturdays.
And what's been the response, certainly obviously from the families, and particularly from the young people taking part in something like this?
Well, there have been so many affirmations, which have been very encouraging. And for the first 5 months of launching Flight, I attended every single class. I wanted to, you know, have a very deep and thorough understanding of what was evolving in the classroom, support the instructors, and of course, bear witness to, like, the evolution of the young people's exploration. And that, for me, has been such a tonic. That's what keeps me going. To see them come out of their shell and collaborate, share ideas, solve problems. That's really kind of what that's about for me.
Yeah, and I think you've touched on it there, because something like a creative arts initiative, you don't think, it's lots of fun and whatnot, but it really can be life-changing for young people, as you've put it.
I think so. We have to normalize arts culture at a very early age for little ones. It's important for kids outside of the classroom to connect with their thoughts and feelings, begin to
it can be so collaborative too.
Deepen their understanding of themselves, their story. It teaches them empathy. They learn about the stories of others. They begin to find their voice, confidence, and kind of perhaps get away from the idea of evaluation and marks and grades and throw away any concerns about getting the answer right.
Yeah.
Exploration for exploration's sake.
Yeah, well, we're off to a great start with Flight Studio, and you must be so proud how this has been continuing this way.
I'm pleased. It was one of those moments in life where I was kind of tired of having these tiny funerals for these ideas that never came to fruition. And as I said, with COVID, that's why I mentioned that, I kind of reached this creative disruptor moment where I was like, I would rather try this and fail than not do it at all. And you just have to begin. It's been a great lesson for me too, as an artist and an entrepreneur. And in a place like Stratford, this is the kind of place where we can get these kind of ideas
sure.
off the ground. We can mobilize quickly. We know amazing people.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, Martha introducing me to Brooke, like that was
all
a game changer for
made,
this.
Yeah.
So yes, eternally grateful, as I said, to live in such an amazing town that's supported the initiative, and it will be here for as long as we need it.
All right. And it's all happening at the Falstaff Family Center. It is Flight Studio, so you can register now for this programming.
Yes,
is that
at
right?
flightstudio.ca, and please feel free to write me at info@flightstudio.ca if you have any questions, and I know those can arise, and I'm happy to answer those for everyone.
Yeah.
You can also follow us on Instagram
right.
at Flight Stratford.
And on Facebook too. We'll share it on our socials at mystratfordnow.com, but again, take a look at the website. There's so much programming happening there. It's incredible. It's just great.
Thank you.
Absolutely great. So again, continued success with this Flight Studio. And Michelle, anything else on the go? or anything else we haven't covered?
Come see Winter's Tale and Macbeth. My husband and I are in those shows, and there's so many other wonderful offerings at the festival this year. Four of our shows have been extended, which is so
right.
exciting. The two musicals and Macbeth and Anne of Green Gables, which is very, very encouraging.
And Macbeth is just mind-blowing in terms of the visual presentation. It is just simply mind-blowing.
It's so amazing to have Robert back and, to see the audiences in seats. And, it's a thrill.
It is a thrill. And a thrill to have you here, Michelle Giroux, with Flight Studio. Michelle, thank you so much and continued success with Flight Studio. It's a great idea.
Thank you. Thank you for having me in.